Chris and Stephen.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my friend Trisha Eggert with us from Reliable Results Realty. Good afternoon, Trish. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I live in the dream every day, my friend. So, Trish, I want to talk a little bit about the real estate market today. So
yes.
One of the things I find people sometimes don't understand is the question I see, how much do I have to pay an agent to help me buy a house, and why should I use one? How do you respond to that?
Yeah, so I know. Well, it's a very good question. So generally speaking, the cost of a buyer's agent, that comes out of the seller's proceeds. So if you are a buyer, typically it doesn't cost you anything extra to have a buyer's agent representing you. And what I always tell people is, you know, when they say, why would I want to have a buyer's agent? I always try to say to them, a buyer's agent is solely looking out for your best interests. So the list agent is looking out for the best interests of the seller. Obviously, the seller's looking out for their own best interest. But a buyer's agent is really the person who is looking out for your best interest 100%. In addition to that, the buyer's agent will help to refer you to attorneys, home inspectors, lenders, their sort of network of trusted professionals that they use all the time. They also help with negotiate at the sale. So there is a lot of negotiating when purchasing a house, or there can be. Sometimes there's some issues that might come up around home inspection. Sometimes there's some negotiation around closing dates, around mortgage stuff. So really having a buyer's agent helps to keep your transaction on target and to keep you moving in the right direction.
I like that advice because people often don't understand that if you're the listing agent, your obligation is to, you know, the person who's listing the home. So isn't it kind of hard? What's that, the expression dual agency? Is that what that expression comes from?
Yes. Yeah, and it's funny because it's something
though?
That I know. Well, you know, I think it's personally, this is just a personal opinion, but I think you're personally walking a very fine line. So when you're representing the seller, what will happen sometimes is someone will walk into an open house, for example, they'll love the house and they'll say to the person there, you know, I'd really like to put an offer in. Well, that person may be representing the seller. And so what dual agency results in is basically the agent who's representing the seller says, you know, I'd like to represent you and I'd also like to represent buyer. And even though everybody needs to be on the same page about it, in my opinion, when you're sort of trying to represent two people with not necessarily the same opinions, you end up walking a very fine line. So I don't do dual agency. I don't
Makes
promote
sense.
It. We would always just either represent the seller or represent the buyer.
Yeah, I mean, I see it's a challenge where, you know, I may say to you as my realtor, hey, what do you think I should offer on this home? Well, if you're the listing agent, you know, that would seem to put you in a bad spot in my eyes, you know, because
yeah,
you're like, hey, I'm trying to
exactly.
get full price, so I'm going to tell you to bid full price. So it definitely gets a little interest. All right, so I want to switch gears now. I want to talk a little bit about holidays. So now we're coming into the holiday season. So, you know, I guess back in the, you know, a long time ago, people were like, oh, no one buys houses during the holiday season. That isn't necessarily the
right.
case anymore, right?
It is definitely not the case anymore. In fact, I was looking around and doing some research, and they were saying what I found online on some different websites is that sellers on Time.com, they were saying that sellers in the months of December, January, February, March tend to actually do better with the sale price than listings June through November, which is kind of counterintuitive. Most people think get it on for the spring, get it on for the summer. But what they're saying is that houses still are selling during the wintertime. And I think part Ooh. Of that is because there can be less competition in December. A lot of people will wait until after the holidays, which is, you know, something that you can opt to do. But for those people who aren't afraid to put their house on the market now, there's still people looking to buy and there's less competition. And timing can be everything.
Yeah.
So if you wait until after the holidays, just sort of understand that there's going to be a lot more houses coming on after the holidays, and that could potentially make it a little bit more difficult to sell.
As one of my friends said, you know, she agrees, you know, hey, I think it's the time to list. But she's like, and if someone's coming to your house and during the holiday season, in most cases, they're serious buyers. This isn't like, hey, you know, I always wondered what Trisha's house looks like, you know, so we're going to take a ride over and, you know, see how she decorated the house because we have a similar house or something. You know, less competition and sit more serious buyers. So she's like, that's why I always
absolutely
tell people, don't wait.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said,
I would agree with that.
Come up too. You know, I mean, maybe
right,
you want,
and,
you know,
and
you
I will
job
say the buyers I'm, yeah, and the buyers that I'm working with right now are definitely, they're very, like you said, they're very, very serious buyers. They're very interested in purchasing something, and they are focused. They're very focused. Where in the spring, I think people, you know, like you said, they can be just lookers or seeing what's out there. But in general, the people who are looking now are tend to be a little bit more serious.
Now, I guess the trick in this is maybe decorating my home for the holidays. Is that okay?
Yeah, so it is. It can be a little tricky, but I will say in general, when you have a home for the holiday and it's all lit up and colorful and bright, it can be very
mm-hmm.
cheerful and inviting to people. But there are a couple tricks that you need to keep in mind. So home buyers still, when they walk into your house, they still need to be able to imagine themselves in your house along with their holiday traditions. So you always want to try to keep your decorating to be classic. Don't overdo the lights. Keep it simple, festive. Some people aren't going to like this, but depending on your space, you may want to skip the tree. So if it's too big, it could make the room seem really small. If it's too tiny, it could seem depressing and sad. So just you have to look at your space and see what would really fit in it. And then we always suggest that you keep the clutter to a minimum. So I know when I get greeting cards in the mail, I love to put greeting cards up. But sort of keep that stuff maybe tucked away. Try to keep things tidy and neat. And then another tip that I will give you around the holidays if you're listing your home is be very careful about presents under the tree or around whatever holiday you're celebrating. Just be always aware that even though when buyers come into your home, they're generally accompanied by an agent, you always want to just be very careful around expensive things or things that you would be upset if they went missing.
Yeah, it's great advice and stuff. So I definitely like it. But I loved your opinion about, you know, allowing people to picture themselves in your home. I know when we were buying a home, that was one of the things I struggled with. You know, if I went into a home and there was a lot of clutter, you know, it bothered me. And my wife's like, well, we don't have that big furniture they have. Or, you know, our tree's not a 12-foot tree, you know. So, but I'm like, I just can't, to your point, I couldn't get past it. I'm like, it won't fit. And my wife's like, our tree's half that size. You're fine. Don't worry about it. So, hey, Annette, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin.
So, hi, Annette. How you doing? Hey, I want to switch scenes again. So I want to talk a little bit about first-time home buyers. So Annette, what advice can you give to someone who's a first-time home buyer?
So one of the things that I like to give my first-time home buyers advice about is the first thing they want to think about is what is it that they really want? What are their must-haves and what do they want? Usually, and if you're buying with, you know, your significant other, you want to just really, you know, put on paper. Are you both on the same page? What is it that you really want to have? Where do you really want to look? What's important to you? Your the schools, the rooms. Do you need a garage? I think half the time people really don't. They have a vision of what they have a slight vision of what they want, but then they may not really realize exactly until they're going out there. So I just say keep an open mind, have somewhat of a little bit of a plan. One of the big things is try to get pre-approved as soon as you think you're really going to get out there looking, because one of the mistakes a lot of our buyers, they want to go out there and start looking, and we want to, of course, accommodate them, but then they're like, yeah, I'm not going to get pre-approved until, you know, I find the house that I want. And then by then it could be gone because they're There's people behind them that are actually already pre-approved, and then they put the offer in, and they don't realize it can take, a couple of days to get the pre-approval if you're starting from scratch. I think the big thing is to try to just make sure whoever you're buying with that you're on the same page. Be a little open-minded. If they can't find the price point of where they think they want, maybe they can look where they might get more for their money, and just keep that open, mind there on, what they're willing to maybe be open to for other possibilities, so they don't get totally discouraged. So I think that's the big thing right there. And to think about, the person that gives them someone that's willing to, an agent that's willing to really listen to them and to have their needs first is what is important, I think, for first-time home buyers.
So, Annette, I was having a good laugh with a friend the other day, kind of making myself be old, because we were talking when I bought my house, call it 30 years ago. We bought the Little Sun on Sunday. We opened it up to the real estate section. Look, oh, wow, there's a great house. It has an open house today. Let's go. Doesn't kind of work that way anymore. You got to be a little more proactive. So what advice do you have for people to make sure they're staying on top of what's coming on the market?
Well, I think the big thing is they should really kind of talk to their lender or find an agent who can actually guide them. I think the big thing is people go out there, they start looking, they go to open houses, which is totally fine, and they don't realize they're talking with list agents whose their fiduciary loyalty is to the seller. I think the big thing is try to find a professional who can help you and give you the best advice. And whether they talk to a few different people, ask their friends and family who they've, if they're happy with. I think the big thing is you can always window shop. Window shopping isn't going to cost you anything. Going into open houses really isn't a bad thing to do. It helps them to learn about the market. But I think the big thing is try to find someone like us at Reliable, who really has who's really looking out for you, who really wants to make you happy. We're out for long-term relationships, so we really want to nurture relationships and really do well, give a 5-star experience. And that's what I think the new people that are looking, and even people who may have bought 30 years ago, it's new today. It's different than 30 years ago. Times have changed, and you need the best advice possible with the best professionals.
So now, Annette, when I'm in the process of buying a home, should I consider hiring an attorney to consult with when I'm putting in an offer, signing a purchase and sales agreement to make sure that my interests are protected?
Well, when you are putting the offer in, that's one thing. When you get to the open sale, you should start be thinking anyway about when you're serious about putting an offer in that could definitely get accepted, or just putting offers in, you want to think about someone who can represent you. Now, sometimes these lenders, they have attorneys that can be assigned to you, and then there's others that you can pick your own attorney. And that is very, you should think about that, because there's so many complications that can happen today just with the average purchase that you really want to have representation. It's very well worth the money to protect the transaction that you're going through. So I think it's very important. People who tend to go through these transactions without attorneys, I think they're not doing themselves justice. I think anything can happen, and you're better off to be protected by having an attorney.
So we only have about 45 seconds left. Can we grab both your contact information before we let you go?
Sure.
Absolutely, yeah. So my name is obviously Tricia Eggert, and Kevin, I just want to thank you so much for having us on today. We always love chatting with you. I can be reached at 978-340-2348.
Yes, Kevin, thank you very much for having me. My name is Annette DeBiz, and I can be reached at 978-337-9269.
Awesome. Really appreciate you both taking the time to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Have a good day.
Bye
now.
Bye.